Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Ivy Hoops Online. Comprehensive coverage of the 2019-2020 Ivy League basketball season. This is George Clark at Jadwin Gym on the campus of Princeton University. We are sitting down once again with Tiger head coach Mitch Henderson. Coach, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thanks, George. Glad to be here. We got a nice view of the court here, so it's good to spend a Friday afternoon with you.
Before we turn the page to this year's Tiger team, I want to get your thoughts on last season. It was a roller coaster ride, to put it mildly, for a lot of different reasons. You might not agree with this assessment, but I think a case can be made that last season was one of the better coaching jobs you have turned in what was, has been an eight-year career, and you're entering your ninth year. What do you think about last season, just generally?
Well, every year the goal, you start off, the goal of the season is to win the league. And, you know, last year, of course, was no different. And, you know, we all know the story, but we started off the league 4-0. And, you know, Penn at the time was coming off a Big Five championship when we first saw them. And those were two really tough games. By the time we hit league, we had kind of it was a really fun year in a way because Richmond became such a dominant force and really helped shape and the growth of the team and gave the team sort of a way to like, okay, look, like this is, we can go this way for the entire length of the Ivy League season. And then, you know, we hit a wall. We got, you know, the rug pulled out from underneath us a little bit. We really struggled after those first four games, and then I think the team found its footing, and we got back into it, you know. And look, like, you know, we had a captain, a senior, a terrific player in Devin Kennedy leave the team, and it's hard for a team to adjust to that while, you know, when you've built something around that, and the team has to learn how to become another team
without his absence. That team did become another team. Brian Schwieger got into the starting lineup and played very well and led you in scoring, I think, three times. I think he had 20 points or more in three straight games.
Here's a fact for you, just to interrupt you. I didn't play Ryan 1 minute in the two Penn games at home and away. So I'm the knucklehead that did that.
Well, I remember.
So don't give me too many compliments.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I remember when Miles Stevens was a sophomore, he didn't play too much early on until the Bucknell game, and then went on to incredible totals.
I've made my fair share of mistakes, but, you know, I mean, one of my assistants was pointing out that Steve Cook didn't play for his first 20 games of his season. So, you know, I've got, or his freshman year. But look, like, the main thing here is I judge the success of a season based on how much the guys got better and how they came together and, you know, try not to, it wasn't a championship, but we really, I thought we got a lot better. And I thought we played our best basketball all the way, almost the last game of the season, right, in the Ivy League tournament.
Well, you got to 8-3 when Schwieger hit his stride. Then, unfortunately, he suffers a concussion and can't get back on the floor. The team seemed like the bottom kind of dropped out at that point. You had three tough losses. Then go up to Yale. You're 12 points down in the first half. Take the lead without Schwieger, without Kennedy. Then Miles Stevens fouls out, and that was a bridge too far, in my estimation. That was just... in some respects, I think the first game of this season was the second half of that Yale game. What would you say about that?
This current season, I said to the guys after the game, and I'll never forget it because, you know, whenever I often remember what the last game the seniors play, but Miles said to the team, you know, when I fouled out of the game, I was proud of you guys. Something along those lines. Those were important words from Miles. And, you know, I agreed. I felt very similarly. I thought that the team really competed against a very good Yale team. That's not always our goal, but you know, we felt like we matched a very good team at their home gym, and gave ourselves a chance to win.
Interestingly, for the implications leading into this season, eight players in that game who played for Princeton in that game are coming back. Ryan Schwieger, who was not able to play in that game, he'll be coming back. Will Gladson, who has suffered, of course, devastating knee injuries in his career, may be back. We'll find out about his status. How about that?
So, you know, in terms of the guys, the current status, we're hopeful that all these guys can get, you know, healthy. Of course, Will's had, you know, on again, off again issues. He's a captain. Everything that we've asked him to do, he's been able to do it. And, you know, what we don't get from Will on the court, he provides times 10 off the court. But I'm hopeful that he's going to get and make some contributions to us on the floor this season.
Well, you've got eight players who averaged 10 minutes a game. Hmm. That's kind of a luxury to have, I would think.
Yeah.
Bountiful system.
Yeah. And, you know, the factor of that is we played a lot of freshmen. We have a lot of sophomores that have played significant minutes for us. And you're right, like, there's experience. However, I do think there's some teams in the league that are more experienced than us and what we have returning in terms of the minutes returning. But, you know, we have what I think is a very experienced center and a very experienced guard in Jalen, who in one season got a chance to see a little bit of everything. Every single kind of defense you can see, so every situation you can possibly see. You know, I've tried to measure each year based on how they come back to me after the summer, right? We don't see these guys all the time in the summer, and Jalen, players are made in the summer, and a lot of the guys on the team put in a lot of work, but I think there's significant work from that those two positions that we know about, right? We now know those things, and that's a good thing.
Well, I know you expected a great deal from Jalen last year, and he wasn't able to take the floor until, I guess, it was your eighth game. So he had to learn things in a hurry. He ended up handling the ball in just about every Tiger possession, and he was a tremendous force on defense.
Yeah.
Which was really surprising to me because he was such a phenomenal scorer in high school. But that kid can really play defense.
Yeah, well, and he loves to defend, and he is a phenomenal scorer. You know, I often tell people, look, there's no excuses for any sort of comment, but, you know, Jalen was, he battled a couple ankle injuries over the summer. He starts the season, he barely practices, he gets injured, he's out for 7 or 8 weeks. Then he gets right back into it with very little, you know, having had no experience at Madison Square Garden. You know, I thought when I look back at his year, he really played healthy in about 3 or 4 games, maybe tops, where he was super healthy. So you can say that, like, that's true for a lot of players in college. But, you know, he didn't really enjoy, like, a good health. And when he was healthy, he was terrific. And I thought he had a great year. He pushed through fatigue. He learned how to play and compete at the very highest level. And he accepted the challenge of guarding other teams' best players. And we've just taken all of those requests of him and just doubled them and said, hey, look, you got to do more. And so far, he's been accepted of all challenges coming his way.
Well, it must be great for the kids to know that Richmond Arrigorosa is defending in the hole. He can handle him just about any post player in the Ivy League by himself. So that's got to add a lot to your defense, your team defense.
You know, Richmond is, you and I have talked about this, but he is one of the most improved players, as everyone likes to point out to me. But I wish people could see him on a day-to-day basis. There's not a person that's around our program every day that is surprised in any way by what we're seeing and what we've seen from him. He is, with very little, a close second, the most determined and hardest working guy that I've had. He just, you know, there's been a lot of really hard working people, but he has put an extra layer of of effort and focus and determination into his improvement off the court and on the court, right? Like he's owned it. He's made it his own thing. And now, you know, he's a senior and his is the example by which we follow. And you mentioned that they can count on him. We count on him in so many ways. In so many ways that no one really, you can't really put a price on it.
Well, for him to go from 9 minutes per game as a sophomore to my way of thinking, all Ivy play in his junior year was just a remarkable turnaround.